your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. As we continue here, coming up, we'll continue with the list of medical myths that, or what are allegedly medical myths that are being supported by many people in the mainstream medical world. Mark, you've got that list, but we've got to go to a special guest on the phones. His name is Sam, and he is our friend and co-host who is still behind bars, now entering his into his seventh week in a jail cell for recording video in a public court lobby here in Keene, New Hampshire, then was held indefinitely by order of a judge because he used his so-called right to remain silent and did not give his name to his captors. Now, they found out what his name was eventually. After a couple weeks, they got his fingerprints and they ran him and they found out what his legal name is. So even though they knew the information they were asking him to give, they were still holding him because he didn't give them the information. So proving the proving beyond any shadow of a doubt that this is about control and it's about obedience, as it always is. Sam, welcome back to Free Talk Live, live from your jail cell.
Hey, thank you. Actually, it's live from the gymnasium.
The multi-purpose room, as it's being called now.
Exactly. So,
what's the latest? There's good news, isn't there, sort of?
There is, yeah. Some interesting things have happened. So the last, where we left things off, Burke had issued an order of the court in response to the demurrers that we filed that said the charges were baseless, which he pretty much ignored. He ruled on them out of hand, which means he didn't consider any of the case law, the four pages that backed up our arguments and showed that these charges were fatally deficient, should be dismissed.
So he basically didn't even look at what you sent in?
Exactly.
You can't make that, Sam doesn't know whether he looked at it or not, but he certainly didn't act like he looked at it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, saying that he's ruling on them out of hand means, or that they're sufficient out of hand, means that he looked at the complaint and said, no, this looks okay, and really didn't even consider it. That means he doesn't need to even consider our case law. And in that order, he also asked Ivy to confirm that, I'm the only one holding me here, and that if I would just consent and give my name and stuff, then, you know, they'd release me, and the court wants to release me and so forth. So she had to come back. She was ordered to respond to them and tell them that, yes, she's told me that. And he also posed the question, is the defendant fit to stand trial, hoping to, you know, do some kind of legal maneuver there. And then he also, in this order, had the nerve to remind us that I haven't motioned the court for a trial, and that I didn't do that.
That the idea that you even have to motion for a trial, I mean, this is something that you're supposed to be guaranteed even by their own rules.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, and it's worse than that. So what we responded with, Ivy put a motion together that was great that says, yes, absolutely, I've been informed. And unless something has changed between Miranda and now, the defendant is exercising his right to remain silent. And we reminded the court that on the 13th, in our initial filing, not only did we ask for a trial, but we asked for a probable cause hearing. We said we would forego the arraignment. We asked the court to enter a not guilty plea on the defendant's behalf, and we requested a trial by jury. So, again, it's evidence that he's either not reading the motions, or he's just intentionally ignoring what we put in there if, he doesn't want to hear it or whatever. So on Thursday, he issued another order, and we found out about it today. And we also, in the last Ivy's last filing, we requested the camera back from the Keene Police Department since they have, I think, finally dropped the theft charge for the serial number that was covered up.
Yeah, what happened with that? Are they going to give it back?
I haven't heard anything. I'll imagine I'll find out tonight. I think she went over there to try and at least get the footage off so we can get that posted, but I haven't heard anything. So
I don't hold a lot of hope for that footage.
No.
But
I doubt they know enough to delete it. I mean, it's a professional camera.
Oh, that's
I imagine
right.
It's still on there.
Yeah, it's not a real easy process, I don't imagine, to get to it as compared to a consumer-level camera. And these are the same people that couldn't even figure out that the camera had a serial number on it.
Yeah. True. So Bert came back with his order, and essentially what he said is, I'll consider what we said is, no, we've told you these things, and here's, we are exercising rights. And we didn't make any requests of the court or anything like that. We just corrected his inaccuracies in his last order. So he said, well, I'll consider your request a request for reconsideration, or your motion a request for reconsideration. And so what he's decided to do is he gave the reason that, well, since two of the charges have been dropped, I'm going to change your bail from $10,000 cash to $5,000 personal recognizance.
Now, what does that mean?
That means if I want to get bailed out, I don't actually have to give the court any money.
You just have to say that I'll be here, and if I'm not here, you'll get $5,000 from me.
Exactly.
That's a big change.
Oh, that's a huge change.
Because if you don't show up, it's not like, I mean, if you're intending to run, it's not like you're going to give them $5,000 anyway, because you moved all your money out of whatever account you had, moved across the border, or whatever it is you're going to do.
Right, right. And he also, though, put a couple conditions on that. Condition number one is that I provide my true legal name and legal address. So that's one of the, I think that's probably the biggest thing that he's been hanging on to in addition to the name, even though they have the name. They don't know where I put my head down to sleep at night in the area, and they like to be able to send men with guns to kick in your door at 2 a.m. and
sure.
Point them at you. So that's pretty important to them. The other thing that he said is, the other condition was that the defendant will not drive unless he has a valid, and he underlined valid, driver's license.
Wait, did he underline it with a pen?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So this is not, none of this is on the form. He's, like, scratched out sections of the typical form that they use for the bail conditions, and he's handwritten several notes in.
Well, when dealing with free staters, you have to make new amendments. I can sympathize with the guy.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, by valid driver's license, what he means is, of course, if I were to move, if I had moved and become a resident of New Hampshire for more than 30 days or whatever, then I would be required to get a New Hampshire driver's license.
Yeah, it's 60 days, to my understanding, and the only reason I know that is because when we moved here and we looked at the voters registration forms, there's a whole paragraph about how that I agree to abide by the laws of the state of New Hampshire, specifically including the law that requires me to register my vehicle after within 60 days of attaining residency here. And, of course, I scratched that out, crossed a big line through it, and then initialed it. They sent an investigator out to my house from Concord to ask me questions, and this was before I knew better than to open the door for a bureaucrat. But actually, I'm glad I did, because it was an interesting conversation where he basically asked me why I crossed that out, and I told him, how could I possibly agree to such a statement? You know, how could I possibly read and know what all the laws are, let alone agree to obey them all, if I haven't read them? So he walked away and gave me his business card, and I never heard from them again. And I've been here since 2006. It's not to say that tomorrow they couldn't come and, you know, steal my car because of it, but they haven't yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, I'm not a resident of New Hampshire. I don't want to establish residency here because, exactly like you say, it comes with lots of privileges and things that I'm just not really interested in getting from the state of New Hampshire.
So Burke has made these criteria that basically you can say, all right, I'm ready to go on my own recognizance, and here's my name and here's my address, and which to me sounds really unlikely. But so he's made these criteria.
Unlikely that Sam will give in, is what you're saying.
It doesn't seem likely to me in that respect, but I know for certain if he does. Never mind. He'll do whatever he does. So what are you going to do with this?
Oh, I left off one condition. If I move, normally you have to notify the court in 48 hours or something.
Yeah.
He's made the condition that I have to give the court notice before I move of the new address.
I see.
So we'll find out what Sam's plan is in moments. I'm going to guess, and I haven't asked him this myself, I'm going to guess that he's going to continue remaining silent on these issues and wait and see what the Supreme Court has to say on his detention. Because that's perhaps one of the reasons why Judge Burke is all of a sudden making new offers to Sam, is because he knows this is going up to the Supreme Court next. More on the way. You can bring up anything. We'll come back with more. But Sam, your calls for him, if you make them, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive and edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, if you want liberty in your lifetime, don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening in just a matter of weeks, June 25th through the 28th. in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, porkfest.com. And I think we're getting Sam back here here in moments. We're going to make it. Yes, Mark.
Well, I just wanted to go on with my list of well, myths that doctors might.
Yeah, we don't really have time for that because we do have calls on the line, and we are going to be getting back to Sam, who is currently behind bars, entering his seventh week behind bars for basically recording video in a public court lobby. And not giving his name. And now the judge in the case, after weeks and weeks, the judge in the case has decided to change his deal, to make a new offer to Sam. And some people have said that judges are constantly making offers. And I asked the court when I was there if he was making an offer, and I was thrown in a jail cell for it. But it does certainly seem...
Here's your offer.
You know, it does certainly seem like you know, the judge is making a new offer in this case. And Sam, are you back with us?
I'm back.
Okay, good to have you back here. So you had told us that the judge basically said, well, okay, how about now instead of $10,000 cash bail, was it bond or bail? And what the hell's the difference anyway?
That's a good question. It was, I think it was cash bond before the court, which means I have to, or somebody has to get $10,000 in cash, take it up to the court and hand it over to them. And I'm sure they'd be in a real big hurry to make sure I get all of that back.
Oh, yeah.
The personal recognizance bond, I guess, is my signature as a bonding me to the terms of the agreement to appear at the court, to give them the address and not drive without a valid driver's license and so forth.
And so what is your plan to deal with all this?
Well, so Ivy has been working on a response, not to Burke, but to the Supreme Court. We were actually going to do this last week, but some things came up and there are no accidents, we both believe. And now that we have this, before I had talked about the writ of habeas corpus that the Superior Court denied. In New Hampshire, there's three levels to the court. There's District, Superior, and then Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
The Superior Court heard the writ of habeas corpus and denied it based on, well, you're not in between arraignment and trial, so we don't have to hear the writ of habeas corpus. They didn't address the fact that my right to counsel was denied, that my right to remain silent was denied. They just picked one little thing out of there and threw it away. So the Supreme Court also had the same writ of habeas corpus, but they said, well, we're not going to do anything until the Superior Court rules on it. Well, now they have, so we're going to send that up to Supreme Court, put it in the case file, so they will have that to say, okay, now we can rule on it. But we're also going to submit all of Burke's paperwork as well, to show them that, look, this district court is ignoring these requests from the defendant. He's requested a trial. They continue to ignore his request for a trial. They're coming back saying that we haven't requested a trial. So, you know, it's going to look really, really bad for Mr. Burke with all of the things he's done. And this is one of the reasons we considered early on, do we file a judicial conduct complaint, which means he would automatically be recused, or do we file a motion to get him recused, which means he's pulled off the case and another judge steps in. But I wanted him in there because I knew he was going to continue doing these things. And now, you know, there's a chance that the Supreme Court could look at this and find some way to kick it out, but it's going to be really, really difficult for him. So that's what we're waiting on.
When was the paperwork filed with the Supreme Court? Was it today?
It hasn't been yet. Ivy's going to come up tonight, I believe. We're going to review that. If it all looks good, I usually make a few suggestions for things to add in or take out. And I believe she's going to go file it tomorrow.
And what's it, how long do they have before they have to make a ruling on it?
As long as they want.
Oh, great.
Well. So that's where, once that's filed, I'm going to need the free staters, the activists that are out there to call. I don't know if we're going to call the governor or if we should call the court itself.
Well, once you figure out where you want the activism directed, just get in touch with me and I'll post a blog post over at freekeen.com, and I'm sure it'll get spread out as it's needed.
Yeah, that would be great, because I think having some more pressure on them to really rule on this and take a look at it and not let it sit for a month while I'm sitting in jail would be an effective thing for us to do.
Right, because we want you out for Porkfest.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Get some footage and enjoy being back in a normal life.
Because if not, just to give your jailers a heads up, we're probably going to send a busload full of activists out there from Porkfest. That hasn't been nailed down at this point, but it's definitely an idea that's in play. Because as you know, that during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's a great opportunity for people to come up here and see New Hampshire, experience what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded activists. And during the festival, or a few days in advance, they have bus tours, essentially going all around the state, taking people that are new to New Hampshire around to see the sights, if you will. And so I know that Dale is putting one together for the Keene area, and I had suggested that if you are still sitting in a jail cell in another month's time during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they should probably just bring the whole Keene bus tour around to the Westmoreland Jail.
Oh, I'm sure the jailers would love that. They actually have started asking more questions. I've talked with them at length. I read a guy in Savannah, Georgia, sends me postcards, and he sent me pictures of the Motorhome Diaries guys and their arrest and how they got choked and tasered for not showing ID. And I read that to some of the guards, and they were just shocked. So they're starting to come around, and they understand we're not anti-government, that, you know, we're really about freedom and liberty and what that actually means. And I think it's having an impact on them as well as some of the other prisoners that are here.
It has to. Well, let's go to the phones. Taryn is on the line in Georgia. Taryn, you are on with Sam.
Hey, Sam. This is Taryn. I think I'm the guy that sent you that, by the way, the card about you were just talking about.
He gets pictures of me from I don't know where and puts captions in them, and they're just hilarious.
I'm glad you like those. I just got some news about 10 minutes ago, which is really good news. Basically, a bunch of us on the outside have been working to get you on Freedom Watch, and they told me, Shelley Roche just sent me an email about 10 minutes ago on the show that said they're going to talk about you tomorrow. So it's only taken a month, but we finally got on there.
That was awesome. I found out about that.
I'm pretty excited because that's a lot of attention if we can get you on there.
I think so, yeah. I found out about that earlier today, and I sent you a letter back thanking you. I think we'll I can't dial the phone number out here, so we may have to do the bridge thing where the audio is really pretty awful. But
I hope not, because I had posted, Sam, just to let you know, I posted a blog post, and I don't know if Taryn has more. We can put him on hold. If you got a question for Sam, we've got him on the line with us at 800-259-9231. And he is appearing on the Freedom Watch show tomorrow at 2:40 in the afternoon Eastern Time. Freedom Watch on Fox, I believe, .com is their website. But we'll come back with more here in moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up anything. Dial toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Hey, I'm Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That, again, is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing debt problems? With DebtCrisisSolution.com programs, there are no more payments or credit to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank account, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money to take care of your family. Call 1-718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123, DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
So we've got Sam Dodson on the line with us here live from his jail cell, or actually specifically the multi-purpose room where he's being held with over 25 other men with one bathroom, just awful conditions. But you're still there. It's now been a full 6 weeks. You're into your seventh week because of recording video in a public court lobby and refusing to give your name, or rather using your right to remain silent. The judge in the case is making a new deal, or trying to make a new deal with you. If you'll just obey, if you'll just give in, Sam, they'll let you walk with a $5,000 personal recognizance bail, meaning you won't have to actually pay the $5,000 unless you don't show up at court, and they'll just let you walk out of the jail. And you aren't going to take them up on that deal.
I'm not really interested. Yeah, the other prisoners, when I got back and relayed the news to them, they're like, so when are you getting out of here? I'm like, I'm not effing going anywhere.
I'm sure they don't even understand.
Some of them are like, what, dude? I would be out of here in a minute if that was the deal. And they're like, no, you don't understand.
That's what they want. They want you to cut a deal. They want you to give in. And it's always been about obedience. And you're really proving it, and you're doing an awesome job of it. Tomorrow is going to be a big day for you, I hope, Sam, because Fox News Freedom Watch has finally gotten in touch with you to get you on their show. which is great because the Freedom Watch show is it's basically an internet production. They've got like some sort of studio where Fox News has basically thrown all their B-level equipment into and said, here, put some internet stuff on the air. That's at least the feeling I get from the show. But they do a really good job with it, and it's a weekly program where they have typically all kinds of liberty-minded people on as guests. And that they claim that they get over 100,000 viewers per episode of this little internet TV show. So hopefully there are going to be a lot of people that are going to see your story for the first time tomorrow afternoon when you appear at 2:40 in the afternoon Eastern Time. And the website is freedomwatchonfox.com. There's a tune-in link or a watch link there. And I'm actually looking here, Sam, at the list of guests that will be on before you. You're coming up toward the very end of the show. Looks like they're going to have Mancow in there on the program.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if you heard, but Mancow was recently waterboarded. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, credit goes out to Mancow for being one of the few talk show hosts with the intellectual honesty to, number one, even put himself in a situation like that, because he was formerly one of those people who was conservative.
Waterboarding's not torture.
Yeah, waterboarding's not torture. So he put himself to the test and lasted all of 5 seconds before he gave in and then begrudgingly admitted that it absolutely is torture.
Yeah, I actually had thought about doing the same thing and capturing it on film.
Well, they did capture it on film, and a lot more people were certainly listening to his Chicago-based nationally syndicated radio show at the time. So good on him. So there are going to be a handful of people in there before you, but it looks to me like you're going to be one of the most principled folks on during the day, maybe right up there with Ron Paul, who's going to be kicking off the show. So it looks like it's going to be a hell of a program. I highly recommend people tune in, share the word about it, so we can help get the word about Sam out to as many new people as possible and hopefully get more blog posts and get more attention and put more pressure on these government bureaucrats who are just doing terrible things in the name in your name, because we're all being forced to pay for the awful things they're doing to you, Sam.
That's absolutely right. And you know, my plan is to really just stay in here. I'm looking for the positive and the experience here. I'm happy with everything that's happened so far. I've kind of just given up on, you know, when I'm going to be out of here, and I'm not really looking forward to it. I'm just enjoying what I can. And the next milestone I see is really the Supreme Court ruling, and from there I'll decide what's next.
Now, just a quick question, because we kind of touched on this during our conversation today with the producer from Fox. I'd asked him, what is Judge Napolitano? Does he insist on being called judge? Because everybody you ever hear that talks to the man calls him judge. And he said no, but at the same time he made it sound like yes. How are you going to handle that? Do you feel like you're going to call him a judge, or will you? Because it's not as respectful as your honor, but it still is a title of some sort.
It is, yeah. I don't know. I'll probably meditate on it, look for an answer. I would definitely call him Mr. Napolitano, or maybe judge. I've done that in court a few times. I'm not sure.
Well, I've certainly referred to Burke as Judge Burke. I have referred to him as a judge. And when you're talking to him in the court, you don't call them judge necessarily in the court, so you don't have to get into that situation. But I successfully did not call Judge Burke Your Honor the whole time I was in court, and I doubt you ever would either.
Right.
So I guess that's kind of a different situation. I feel a little uncomfortable with it. I mean, just to give our listeners a clue, we are looking at booking him on the program to, you know, come on here, talk about Freedom Watch.
To me, there's a huge difference between calling somebody judge and calling them Your Honor.
You
in the same way that I wouldn't call, I'm not going to call my doctor Your Honor, and although I feel they've achieved something greater than a judge.
That's a good point, Mark.
All right, very good.
In the middle of the road.
Excellent. All right, so Sam, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, my spirits are high. I'm enjoying my time here and look forward to seeing how this turns out.
Hope to see you out soon, and thank you, Sam, for everything you've done.
Okay.
Good night, sir. 800-259-9231. So one more time, for those of you that are going to be around, freedomwatchonfox.com is the website. It'll be 2:40 tomorrow afternoon, so Wednesday the 27th of May. You'll be able to see Sam. And, of course, if you miss it live, I'm sure somebody is going to put it up. We'll probably find the clip. When somebody gets it on YouTube and I get a heads up, we'll probably put it up at freekeen.com for everybody to watch if they haven't seen it live. So there you go. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Jake is on the line in Missouri. You can talk about anything. Jake, what's on your mind?
Yeah, guys, I wanted to kind of comment on, I was listening to you on, I believe it was Saturday, talking about the Memorial Day and kind of the farce that it is throughout the media. And you guys had taken some calls from some of the World War II veterans or some of the veterans, and I kind of in jest made a phone call to my dad to kind of wish him a happy day of celebrating those that fell while murdering for the state. And I think he while taken in stride, I think that he used the example of World War II as being a declared war for the Constitution. I just wanted to kind of get your all's thoughts on that and differentiating between World War II, which was a declared war by the Constitution, versus the last, well, Vietnam, Korea, and the latest, the Middle East.
Well, I think that certainly there's, you know, there's degrees here, and I think that in our lifetimes, anything that's remotely close to what someone might be considered a fair war or a good war or any of those things, if you were going to rate them with stars, you would probably give the Pacific Theater of World War II some stars, and then after that, you can start deciding how particular things went, and you know, to me the worst part of it all is the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I can sit here 60 years later and armchair quarterback that, and I feel it was a poor choice on the side of Truman and you know, anybody who was involved in it. I don't think it was a necessary thing to do. You know, that being said, I try to concede every time I'm having the conversation about war that the Pacific Theater of World War II is probably the best one that, you know, somebody can argue.
It's only if you ignore the economic blockade against the
Japanese. It was not a blockade. Well, it was an embargo. It wasn't an act of war by any standard.
It was or was not?
It was not.
No.
The U.S. saying we're restricting the sale of oil from the United States to Japan is not an act of war. And the bombing of U.S. shipping.
Well, weren't there allegations, and I don't know how true they are, but there was a call on Saturday night that suggested that there were American people that were essentially privately employed by the U.S. military going and strafing Japanese ships.
They were working for the Chinese government. I mean, they were not necessarily private. They were American military men that were working for the Chinese.
Well, anyway, they shouldn't have been out there in the first place, in my opinion. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to join up and get access to the perks like the Amp Only call-in lines. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We did have Jake on the line. He apparently did drop off, but he was asking about perspectives on World War II. And, Nick, I think you had, an extra comment that you wanted to make.
Well, basically, my point is I believe that there are certain circumstances in which a country is justified in defending itself. And although you can say that the United States wasn't involved, you know, perfectly, it wasn't a perfectly neutral nation, it took pains to try to stay out of the war. The Japanese pretty much brought us into the war a couple years later.
Well, wait a minute. Tell me about these pains the United States went through to stay out of
the war. They were interfering in Japan's ability to do business in the United States. As Jason Osborne from SACL CAI says, what is it that makes restricting some of people's voluntary interactions an act of war and other restrictions not?
Well, an act of war has to do with international law, not dealing with individuals. It deals between nations. So if you're going to talk about an act of war, it necessitates that you're talking about the way that states interact. If you don't believe in states, then I guess you can say there is no such thing as an act of war, because then there would be no international law.
I see where you're coming from on that. I would suggest
it's customary.
Yeah, if you're using violence to stop someone from doing business with another person, that seems to be an act of war to me.
Yeah, by international historical standards, an act of war is invading somebody, blocking their coasts, or attacking their shipping. That's pretty much it. Okay. I mean, we have tariffs. Are we at war with every country in the world? We limit every nation.
It's violence. That seems like war to
me. That's not an act of war. I'm sorry, if you're going to go to the point of saying that a tariff on Canadian lumber is an act of war against Canada, I understand the point you're trying to make, but that's you're
it's
taking
more of
it to
a, it's more of an act of war on your on the American people than it is on the Canadian people. They can still go sell their stuff any place they want. I feel the same way. I think that of all the wars out there, that the Asian theater of World War II is probably the most justifiable from a international law logic standpoint.
Defense.
People will say things like, "We were invaded." Now, let's be clear.
After they invaded Hawaiian Islands,
the Hawaiian Islands were not a state. They didn't invade them; they bombed them.
Didn't they build a military facility there?
I see. The United States military more invaded Hawaii, but it's still not a perfect scenario because it's not like we went to the Hawaiian Islands and just set up camp. We bought them or were given them by the British Crown.
They'd been there for quite a while at that point. It wasn't like they'd done it the year before.
Right. It wasn't anything like that. It was decades.
It certainly wasn't with the consent of all of the people.
Screw them, they're brown. And that's how they felt about the Philippines too. It was 50 years prior to that.
You can make the argument that if they had invaded California or gone all the way to Washington, D.C., even in places that are states, none of the United States was originally inhabited by Europeans. So it's all, if you want to make the argument that, the United States just stole it from somebody else,
right.
Sure, you can make that argument. But I think at that point, the people of the United States had a legitimate reason to defend themselves. I mean, they were the inhabitants of that landmass at the moment.
Dealing with a rising Western culture and not dealing with the natives. And also with the Louisiana Purchase, it's not like we went to every Indian tribe that happened to be in the area of the Louisiana Purchase and said, hey, is it okay with you if we give Napoleon some money in order to buy this land? It was nothing like that. All it was a license to kill Indians on that land. We purchased from Napoleon the license to kill Indians on that particular land.
I didn't purchase anything.
Okay,
please don't include me. All right, so we actually got Jake back. Jake in Missouri, any thoughts on all that discussion? Jake in Missouri?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back
here. Yes, sir. Your thoughts. Go ahead.
I guess I was just going to comment that the question of whether or not it was an act of war with the embargo of the Japanese, is that even material? Is that even relevant? If whether or not it actually broke international law or the rules of war? I mean, it was... declared or not, it was certainly an act of war, whether or not following the rules of war. I mean, how would we feel if somebody cut us off from... the Japanese thrive on imports and exports, and putting that embargo, that is an effective act of war, if not, an explicit act of war.
Controlling and manipulative move. The United States, which was a power that had, a country that had more power in the sense that we have much larger area than Japan, was using our ability to import and export and essentially being one of the few oil exporting countries at the time to stop the people that export oil in the United States. Not the United States government, because the United States government doesn't produce oil, people, and they really don't have a right to tell their people to whom they can sell and whom they can't. But they did.
Right.
So they're using their power on their own citizens, really, in order to kind of tell the Japanese, hey, we're going to control the little islands in the Pacific. And remember that we were in the Philippines prior to that, and we intended to walk our way up towards Japan and essentially do what Japan wanted to do. It was all about who's going to control these little rocks in the Pacific.
Right. I agree. Getting over to the European theater, how do you address those that have concerns with, say, treaties or alliances?
They never should have been entered in the first place.
With the British.
I would say the alliances never should have been entered in the first place. I mean, if we're going to talk about the Constitution or the Founding Fathers, it was made pretty clear that that a lot of them had no interest in getting involved in entangling alliances.
What would those same people that supported those alliances have said if Great Britain had gotten into the Civil War and supported the South?
Right. Well, guys, you're not going to get an argument out of me. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point.
It's hard.
Had we not entered into World War I on the side of the British, World War II probably wouldn't have occurred, or at least not the way that it did.
Right.
I'm not making an argument in defense of those alliances. Of course, if you do believe that the Japanese attacked us, they had defense agreements with the Germans, so they had their own treaties on the other side. So.
Right. But getting back to, I believe it was Washington who said, entangling alliances with none.
Mm-hmm.
You look at how many problems are created when we have these entangling alliances. Look at the Falkland Island debacle.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Argentinian alliance as well as the British alliance. So, you know, it pit us alliance versus alliance. And, you know, how do you choose which alliance you're going to honor versus over another one?
Well, in that case, luckily we basically stayed out of it. It resulted in neutrality.
Here's how you do it, and I'll bet you that this works every time. If you're the United States of America, you take the aggregate population of both places, and you decide how much melanin is in their skin, and then whichever one has more melanin, you're not on their side.
Seems to be that way. In the Falkland Islands, where we did remain neutral, and I will point out that Argentines are usually brown, British people are white. We stayed out of it.
Really? Which side was America voting for?
Well, we were, yeah, but we were supposed to invade both countries.
We didn't need to. For God's sakes, it was Great Britain against Argentina. I mean, and Argentina had just gone through yet another revolution. They were wobbling all over the place. If they sent a rowboat out and got it blown up, it was not a war.
Jake, any of the thoughts tonight?
Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Guys, I appreciate what you guys are doing. I'm hoping that at some point we can get an affiliate here, and I'm in St. Louis. I looked online today. There's nothing in Missouri, but I hope to get you guys here soon.
Yeah, I think we've got us.
We got Poplar Bluff, Missouri. I don't know where you are.
We lost them.
In the backwoods.
No, we lost Poplar Bluff.
Oh, they are?
No,
they're
not.
South of here, but it wasn't on the website today, but we'll keep trying.
There's a reason, I guess.
Yep, you can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com, learn about how to get in touch with your local talk stations, and tell them you want to hear Free Minds Radio, too. They need some help with getting some new affiliates, because Nick does not have the ability, unfortunately, at this time, to dedicate a full-time job
to calling
radio stations.
I got a day job, so unfortunately I can't.
So they need the help even more. So when you're calling stations, let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live and Free Minds Radio. It's a great combo for their weekend. And, of course, we do our weekday show as well. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9230. So when you're talking about wars and alliances, always try to avoid getting into the details. And I know that I don't know how good of a job we even did of that this weekend.
In this discussion, we certainly didn't.
Well, right. And this weekend, we were all over the map, I think. But I haven't listened to the show yet. But just try to strike at the root of, well, we shouldn't have been in the, or they, you know, the U.S. government shouldn't have been involved in World War One in the first place. As you said, Nick, that's the best way to address the World War Two issue.
It really is. That's the one
that created the rise of the Nazi Party and, to some lesser extent, Imperial Japan.
Right. And likely, we did absolutely create Imperial Japan. Imperial Japan wouldn't have had the guts to do what they did if it hadn't have been for the Germans. So the conflict would certainly have not been what it was.
All right. More coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. Toll free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.